Executive Summary of Combined Kiatoriporto Pay Gap Report and Diversity and Inclusion Plan. Producer's Note: this document shows the logo of Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, with QR code that directs to the Faikaha New Zealand Sign Language name. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 27th of November 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Executive Summary of Combined Kiatoriporto Pay Gap Report and Diversity and Inclusion Plan. Faikaha Ministry of Disabled People. November 2023. Executive Summary. This is a summary of the first Diversity and Inclusion Action Plan for Faikaha Ministry of Disabled People. The full document can be found on our external website, home, Faikaha Ministry of Disabled People at https://www.faikaha.govt.nz/. The document combines our pay gap report for Faikaha with our Diversity and Inclusion Action Plan, map to Te Kawa Mataho Public Service Commission's Kiatoriporto and Papa Ponamu Public Service Goals for this period. More information about Kiatoriporto and Papa Ponamu can be found at the following websites: Kiatoriporto, aicoms.nz/2429, and Papa Ponamu, aicoms.nz/9387. Noting that these websites may not contain resources in alternate formats. The Kiatoriporto Plan 2021-24 focuses on closing gender, Māori, Pacific and ethnic pay gaps. Everyone has the right to be paid fairly. Pay gaps can indicate where a particular group may be treated unequally. It's important that we remove bias and discrimination so that everyone is paid fairly for the work they do. Given we are a new organization participating for the first time, our action plan outlines our planned activities to establish good pay and diversity and inclusion practices. Our people. The data used to prepare the report was drawn on the 1st of September 2023, given our organizational structure confirmed on the 1st of August. In future years, we will draw data at the end of our financial year, the 30th of June. Our permanent and fixed-term employee headcount was 194 at the 1st of September 2023. Our workforce profile tells us that 70% of our workforce are women. We are 78.3% European, 19.0% Māori, 8.3% Asian and 7.2% Pacific people. 2.8% of us are Middle Eastern, Latin American or African. Note that as our people may select multiple ethnicities, percentages will exceed 100%. For disability status, we have used the self-identified status of 68 of our employees and removed from the calculation the 31 employees who chose not to identify their disability status, rather than making assumptions about those with an unknown status. This is consistent with the Kiatoriporto guidance used for the reporting of ethnicity. We will encourage our people to update their details so that we can make a more accurate comparison in future. Our pay gaps. To report on our pay gaps in a statistically robust way, Kiatoriporto guidance requires comparator groups of 20 people or more. This means that this year we can report our gender, Māori and disability pay gaps. Our gender pay gap is 10.2%, compared to a public service pay gap in 2022 of 7.7%. For our Māori employees, our average pay gap of 4.9% is lower than the 6.5% public service average. Our pay gap for disabled people is 8.1%. There is no public service comparison information available this year. Our pay gaps tell us that we have work to do, to analyze, understand and correct any pay gaps that cannot be reasonably explained. Faikaha has some unique remuneration issues to work through given how the ministry was established in 2022, when teams from different agencies were brought together on separate terms and conditions. We expect these legacy arrangements may, in some instances, be distorting our view of pay gaps, with further detailed analysis required to establish all causes. Carrying out this analysis and starting work on a common remuneration framework for Faikaha are the key priorities for our pay gap action plan. The remuneration work is complex and may take up to 24 months to complete and fully implement through bargaining, etc. Fairness and equity will be key factors in establishing the framework. During 2023 to 2024, our remuneration working group will provide a key forum for discussions with our people and the PSA about our pay gap action plan and remuneration framework. This mechanism honors our intent to work with our people and the PSA on pay gap issues. Our executive leadership team is committed to reducing pay gaps and delivering this plan. The DCE People and Culture is the sponsor for this plan and has specific responsibility for ensuring its implementation. Contact us. If you want to get in touch, please visit our website at contactus.https://www.ficaha.govt.nz/. You can also call us on phone 0800 566 601. Text 4206. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. New Zealand Relay is a telecommunications service for people who are deaf, deafblind, experiencing hearing loss or have a speech condition. For more information go here, NZ Relay Service, https://www.nzrelay.co.nz/index. They can contact us on your behalf during these times, Monday to Friday 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 27th of November 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320041 73. Email info@aicomms.co.nz. Website www.aicomms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.